Hello, ladies and gentlemen of the PopCon Podcast Awards. Greetings from the UK. I'm here today to put forward the Conversation Hats podcast for consideration for the 2018 Podcast Awards. The Conversation Hat is, broadly speaking, a nerdy comedy show where two hosts and a guest from the creative industries pull questions out of a hat and do our best to answer them. Questions are sometimes submitted by listeners, sometimes randomly generated, and the rest are written by ourselves. They can range from the philosophical to the abstract to the personal to even just what good films we've seen recently. Responses are improvised there and then, will sometimes descend into chaos, but are crucially basically always funny. Interspersed between the questions are original comedy sketches and short bursts of funny music. We are on our third season now, which means we've been running for over 2 years, releasing new episodes every fortnight. My name is Liam Taylor. I am co-host, co-writer, and music composer for the Conversation Hat. My co-host and co-writer is Ben Pearson, and our editor and co-writer is Laura Elmer. We record in my home studio, which is in Cambridge in the UK, and very occasionally we'll travel to record in other parts of the country as well. The clips you're about to hear are taken from series 2 and 3, all released within the last 12 months. So you'll hear our intro music, followed by the clips, and we'll end with one of our many sketches. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen to our submission. For more info on the podcast and our many other projects, you can go to stampedpanda.com. Hope you enjoy.
The Conversation Hat Podcast.
Oh, we're sticking with fashion today.
Oh, good.
What is the creepiest item of clothing?
I'm going to say capes.
Never seen a cape worn well.
Like Batman and Superman. I mean, I know they're fictional, but...
In everyday attire, you know.
Yeah.
It's true. It's hard to pull off, you know, unless you really can strut around in one.
Yeah, and if you've got a cape that, like, stops anywhere before the shins, like, that's not a good look. Stock. Just, like, a bum-level cape. It's not a strong look.
Oh, then that's just... No, yeah, that's not really...
Just a bag that's gone wrong. it's a rucksack.
It's a coat that's given up.
A coat with no aspirations, yeah.
There's some glasses that sort of like the aviator style things, but they have the flicky up.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of like the yellow shaded flick up,
right,
flick down.
Kind of a Fear and Loathing sort of
summer glove.
Hammy is best. Summer gloving.
Yeah, summer gloving. Summer gloves.
Summer gloves.
It's a sinister pairing of words right there.
Yeah,
summer exactly. Gloves or some aren't.
Okay, what about a tank top and glove combo?
And a cape.
Yeah, and a cape.
And the glasses.
And assless chaps.
With a mullet.
Yes, with a mullet.
And a moustache that isn't quite as... That doesn't quite have enough body to it.
And a staff.
Really thick.
Oh, no, that's just my D&D character.
Barnabas Dong.
I think it's Barnabas Doong.
Yeah, I suppose it was.
No, it's called Barnabas Dong.
Pull a question out the hat and then say what it says. That's the whole point of this podcast.
Potatoes are a good comfort food, but, like, I think a little bit... Maybe a bit too much work to be a comfort food for me.
Mm.
So I'd probably just go for like some sort of biscuit, maybe like a custard cream or like those caramel digestives are ridiculous. Have you had them?
I wasn't a fan.
Oh, you're
I was like, I've got crumbs falling and I've got stringy bits coming out everywhere. I've got two messy foods in one biscuit.
See, I tend to just like biscuit all in one, but then I have got quite a large mouth. Adam Fat. So these two things add up to a good biscuit in time.
Whole biscuit experience.
To a, what's it called? Streamlined biscuit eating process.
Did you ever used to watch Super Ted? Or do you know what
Super
Ted?
Yeah, used to have Super Ted vitamins.
And there was a... what?
Vitamin... I can't remember.
Vitamin Bear.
Little Super Ted capsules. They were great.
What do they do to you?
I don't know. They make you sick for most of your childhood from what I remember. Or maybe that was first. And
that was just you eating biscuits whole.
Look, I had ambitions as a kid, okay? Yeah, big and strong like Super Ted without like fisting biscuits into yourself. Don't you read that. That's on you.
Conversation Hot Podcast.
Camping or death?
Death.
that you've had a bad camping experience, haven't you?
Yeah.
Go on.
I need to shower.
Yeah, I'm with you,
mate. Yeah. I'm sat right next to you. You do need to shower, but why did you not like camping?
Just like lack of facilities. Like, I'm not, this is a big lie, but I'd like to think of myself as like someone that isn't necessarily glued to their smartphone, could do without the internet. Like, if I have an acoustic guitar and I'm sat in a field for several hours, that's fine. But if I've got to stay overnight and I can't shower or have like a cozy shit, like, I'm going to go nuts.
Lovely poo. So on the road, we'll be walking in a hotel lobby singing, "All I want to do is make lovely poo." And it usually gets the front desk staff laughing. And what we mean by lovely poo is what you're talking about, getting to sit on the bowl in peace, in quiet, in warmth and comfort.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And make lovely poo with no rush.
Yeah.
And now you can clean up proper afterwards, not being on some Johnny on a spot where you're worried about the splashback coming up in this blue-green disinfectant stuff. Or, oh, man. Or having to dig some hole in the ground, and along come the badgers to dig it up. And along walks some badger with your poo on its nose walking by you. Or worse yet, shoving its nose into your, like, you know, Doritos sack. This can go real wrong. Have you ever been glamping, though?
I have not been glamping.
See, that
does appeal to me.
It's pretty cool, actually. There's a bunch of sites around East Anglia around here where you can... it's kind of like these safari tents, right? And they have little wooden stoves and things. And you can get them that aren't plumb, but you can also get them that are. And why would you not get them that are, you know? That have like a gas kind of trigger or propane or some kind of heater. Yeah. So you can have hot shower.
Yeah.
Which, okay, people could say that's not really camping, but it's about as close to it as I really feel the need to get. I'm with you, mate.
So this is the conversation. How the conversation.
This was sent in by Louise Donovan.
Oh.
Thank you, Louise.
Louise.
Round of applause and stuff.
Well, we don't know yet. It might be nonsense.
It might be crap. Marmite versus Vegemite.
Oh.
I personally have not had Vegemite.
Yeah, me neither.
Cool. Well, that's a question over.
God damn it, Louise!
Boo, Louise!
Boo, Louise! Boo!
Conversation. What really killed the dinosaurs?
Diabetes.
Anxiety. Dinobetes. Don't they say dinosaurs had feathers and such?
Yes.
And there's all these things that they're now discovering about dinosaurs.
Velociraptors were like 3 foot tall, but that wouldn't have been quite so scary if in Jurassic Park if they were just little, like just big chickens running around. But yeah, they had feathers.
So do you think that they would have potentially have killed the dinosaurs, the feathers?
What, out of spite? Or
what, just feathers, just a mass of feathers?
Because you know there's that thing, if you have a ton of feathers and a ton of bricks, which is heavier?
Bricks.
No, feathers, because you have to carry the weight of what you did to those birds.
Wow.
It doesn't matter, because actually the actual answer is they're both the same, because it's a ton.
Yeah,
so
I know.
If you're born as a dinosaur with too many feathers...
Right.
Because of evolution and stuff...
Right.
They'd weigh you down and kill you. So because of that...
But if you were born with bricks for skin, you wouldn't have that problem, because it weighs the same as feathers. Genius! I get it!
That's what I'm saying. So my theory is, the fact that dinosaurs were born with feathers...
Right.
Because that's science.
Gotcha. Right.
Yep. Could have actually killed them, so it's evolution.
So dinosaurs would still be around if they had bricks.
And for some reason, birds are so strong that they can tolerate the weight of feathers. And that's why you never see birds building a house.
Apart from their nests.
Bird nest.
Mm-hmm, but they don't use bricks.
No, because they're too heavy. Because they weigh the same as feathers.
I'd pull the tree down.
Conversation Hot Podcast.
Which famous person would you like to release an album with?
Like some kind of cartoon character or like fictional person from TV, because they seem to go well, like the sort of like Mr. Blobby, you know, he did well. Yeah, Bob the Builder did really well. And Smurfs Go Pop, are you guys...
I had Smurfs, A Very Smurf Christmas, and Smurf 90s soundtrack.
Exactly.
Saturday night, and we're going to have some smurfing.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. So it would be along those lines, but I haven't watched CBBC in quite a long time, so I don't really know what's...
In the Night Garden?
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Dank Beats within the Night Garden?
That's
Dank
good.
Beats with Iggle Piggle and Macca Packa.
Have you actually watched it, though? It's, like, really...
I've watched a bit of it and couldn't deal.
Tombly booze creeped me out a little bit.
I started having an existential crisis, and I was a bit like, this isn't for me.
What?
This is the conversation happens.
I'm ending the episode there.
Really? We've got loads left.
Yeah, but it's quick been fire. Talking for fucking hours.
Okay. Quick fire.
Okay, let's do it. So, right,
put a timer on when we do all of these within like a minute. How many are left?
That's not the game.
No, it's the game I'm playing.
Screw it, I like it. Okay. Alternative funeral ideas. Just push them off a cliff before they're dead.
Blasted into space.
You cremate them and then put them inside fireworks.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So they appear in the sky.
Make them
Mufasa style.
Make them hors d'oeuvres to their own wake.
Most recent earworm. So that's a song that gets stuck in your head.
Sure. For me, it's doo-wap-ba-da-ba-da-ba-doo-wap, scuba-da-ba-da-boo-wap-ba-ba-boo, yeah.
It's not even a recent song,
man. It's Il Ray by Kasabian.
Mine's the Doobie Brothers. The Doctor by the Doobie Brothers.
Doctor, doctor, doctor. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, it's the Doobie Brothers.
I don't know how it goes, by the way.
Best tips for the...
Cool.
I think he just summoned Beelzebub.
Best tips for a first date. Don't murder.
Yeah.
Wash.
That can't be your only tip.
Don't bother.
Don't bother. Really sad,
if you're in a relationship, you're going to leave each other or one of you will die first. The best you can hope to is die in a car crash together.
So your answer is ritual suicide?
Yes.
Interesting. What's the worst thing that could happen to you?
Ritual suicide, I think. On a first date as well. Ugh. Which sport would be the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to? Rachel.
Fencing.
Oh, God.
Wait, are we adding alcohol to her or to the sport?
Oh, no, we're adding... She doesn't need any alcohol added to her.
Because if you read that, that's how it reads. So we're adding... running alcohol to her, forcing her to do the sport.
Oh, no, I would say fencing. Drunk fencing with broadswords.
Bobsled.
Oh, no. But I think in bobsled, you can't really do very much apart from like fall over.
But, I mean,
yeah,
imagine...
drunken pole vault, I think, would be quite funny.
Oh, God.
For some reason, there was like...
just some vortex at the bottom. Okay.
Yeah. I think drunken gymnastics sounds like a good idea.
Oh,
but because
so
of all
badly.
The spinning, I think people will be sick.
This is why I went...
That's basically just drunk, isn't it?
This is why I went for the bobsled, because like there's nothing to do other than just like you launch and then you go. But like if you're massively drunk and just going for a bobsled, like you'd have a great time.
But
there's
with,
nothing
like,
to do.
Skeleton bob or like the luge, where it's just kind of you on your own and you're just screaming all the way down.
That does happen.
Conversation hat. Tired of receiving abuse from cyclists and drivers? Just trying to get from A to B on your own two feet? Worried that you may have to resort to the indignity of public transport? Well, fret no more, dear viewer, as Stalos Enterprise is here to present their new tried and tested system for increased pedestrian mobility whilst reducing the instances of fatal mortality. We call it Staying the Fuck Out of the Road, and this knowledge can be yours today. Stalos Enterprise's guide to staying the fuck out of the road is presented as a series of in-depth instructional videos across your format of choice, as long as that choice is either 20 Betamax tapes or half a Laserdisc. These videos, presented by disgruntled drivers and impatient cyclists, provide all the information you should need to stay the fuck out of the road. Just take a listen to these testimonials and decide for yourself whether or not staying the fuck out of the road is for you.
I was frequently finding myself in the road as a pedestrian, receiving abuse from cyclists and drivers, sometimes getting run over, probably deliberately. Since I invested my fruit machine winnings in Stalos Enterprise's guide to staying the fuck out of the road, I've learnt not only to stay the fuck out of the road, but also what it means to be loved and respected by my peers and colleagues.
I never used to think that being anywhere else but in the fucking road was an option, but Stalos Enterprise's amazingly presented instructions allowed me to open my eyes to staying the fuck out of the road. It also allowed me to see my children again for the first time in 20 years. That was nice.
Stalos Enterprise's guide to staying the fuck out of the road is available to you right now for the low, 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 low price of £367.82 British pound sterling. God bless our gracious queen. Financing options available but pointless. Refunds are non-tax deductible as well as fictional. Going back into the fucking road may constitute a breach of the licensing agreement and can result in treason charges being filed against you. Stalos Enterprise is not responsible for any injuries sustained whilst under the influence of this product. Do not swallow.